Well, on this week, where we here in Northwest Connecticut, also southwestern Massachusetts and eastern New York State, finally experienced winter earlier in the week with varying big amounts of snowfall, more than we had all winter and more. Well, it's nice to sit here on this day and try to forget about the snow. And talk once again with Judy Werfman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy joins us weekly here on Robin Hood Radio. Judy, it's nice to speak to you. Good morning. And we only have about another, what, week or so, to, week and a half to springtime.
Well, it's hard to believe, isn't it? But I'm sure the snowdrops and the crocuses will try to come up underneath the snow. And I just hope that as people are watching the rain or the snowfall, that they're not munching on some strips of bacon or perhaps a tablespoon of mayonnaise or a big chunk of cream cheese. You know, all these foods which are very popular for people who are trying to lose weight on a diet called the keto diet or the ketosis diet. If you remember, Marshall, we've talked about this really off and on for many years now because it's been popular for at least a decade, actually longer. It's a weight loss diet, supposedly, although I'm not sure that I know that it's no more effective than the other kind of weight loss diet. But it's a weight loss diet that makes itself very attractive to people who really don't like to deny themselves the opportunity to eat very high fat foods. You know, starting with, as I said, the aforementioned bacon or sausage, or let's say an egg, a breakfast of an egg, a mini egg omelet, you know, with smothered with cheese and with sausage and with bacon, and perhaps some biscuits that are dripped in some kind of grease. These are the kinds of foods that you're allowed to eat in this kind of diet. And one of the supposed benefits is that it makes you feel full. And the reason it makes you feel full is that fats tend to be digested much more slowly than protein or carbohydrates. And if you have a stomach that's filled with all these very high fat foods, I mean, some of us might think that they're really not very attractive to think about being digested. But anyway, it takes a very long time for the foods to pass through your stomach, your intestinal tract. And during that time, presumably, you don't want to eat anymore because you feel full. And of course, if you feel full, you're going to lose weight because you're not going to be as likely to nibble. But we've talked about the unhealthy nature of this diet off and on. And one of the things that, you know, I remember talking about and reading about, again, more than 10 years ago, is, well, we don't know what the long-term effects of this is going to be. I mean, it may be in the short term effective because people lose weight, but if they're staying on the diet for a long period of time, then is there any kind of cardiovascular effect, negative effect from eating diets that we know are going to elevate cholesterol levels and levels of fat, triglyceride levels? Well, the data are in. And there was a report that was published just last week, and it's been picked up by the news in various media, showing that people who have followed this diet, and this is a group of people who've been on the diet for almost 12 years, showed really frightening levels of high levels of the very bad kind of cholesterol, LDH cholesterol. And if you looked at this group of people, mostly women, by the way, and compared their cardiovascular health, that is, do they have angina, they have high blood pressure, do they have any heart attacks or strokes or any other kind of measurement of cardiovascular health with women who are on a normal diet, which included fruits and other kinds of carbohydrates, vegetables, high fiber carbohydrates, dairy products, low fat diet, dairy products. It turns out that the people who have been on the very high fat diet were in a much worse situation. I mean, statistically so, that they had a statistically higher incidence of these cardiovascular events. And the prognosis is that, you know, they may actually have a shortened life because they're more likely to have a stroke or a heart attack that will either impair their health permanently or certainly put an end to their life. And it is just simply one example of how people can go on a diet that got an enormous amount of publicity, an enormous amount of marketing, because there are a lot of food manufacturers who saw a way of actually creating a new market that didn't exist before by producing foods for the so-called keto diet. So you had cookies and you had potato chips and you had candies and you had all sorts of packaged meals that all were very high in fat and very low in carbohydrate. In fact, if you really followed the diet seriously, your carbohydrate intake might be limited to the carbohydrate in an apple per day. Okay. And so, you know, these manufacturers, if you walk, go into a supermarket or even a pharmacy, you'll see just stacks of these foods that are supposed to be good for the keto diet, high in fat, low in carbohydrate, low in fiber. And I think for people who don't put their head in the sand and really want to know what's healthy for them or not, they have to pay attention to this report. Because sure, you may lose 10 pounds, and you can lose 10 pounds on any diet that you follow that decreases your calorie intake, but you also may lose years from your life.
You know, what's interesting, Judy, is that we live in a world where people don't look long term. The term diet itself is a bad term. It should be a lifestyle change. But going along with keto, I'll just throw this in. People are eating more and more of these vegetable-based plants, meat, cheese. Right. And what people have come to find out is that, yeah, they're helping the environment by eating less meat and stuff like that. But there's so many processed things that go into these. They're not just plants. There's so many different things. It's almost like buying food from a vending machine, the amount of processed food you get when you eat these plant-based materials. And that goes along with people with a keto diet. It works in the short time. It makes people happy, but it's not real. I mean, to do anything real, you just have to do a lifestyle change and you have to stick with it. And it appears that this country and this world is not ready for that.
I know. I mean, it's so, you know, when you are in a situation where you simply don't make food the meal of your life, you know, you simply eat to feel full, you eat to nourish yourself, you try to have a variety of fruits and vegetables and high fiber foods, really important, and low fat dairy products, because so many people are now suffering from osteoporosis, which can really upend their lives. Totally, because sometimes the long-term effects are from lying in bed because you've broken a bone or bones, you know, pain, misery, and even shortening your life. You know, it's so easy to follow a natural diet, and yet the word natural already has a commercial aspect to it, you know, that this food is natural and that food is not natural. But you're absolutely right, Marshall, if you're eating these engineered fake hamburgers or chicken nuggets or bacon or what have you, well, you're right. You're simply eating a bunch of ingredients that have been put together and somehow made to resemble real food. You know, one can ask, what is wrong with real food and a variety of foods? And, you know, maybe the only thing I can think of is as the price of food goes up, you know, maybe we will look to eat with more caution, you know, that I may not eat a 3-egg omelet in the morning when eggs cost $1 a piece. You know, I really don't need that third egg, or maybe even that second egg. Or, you know, maybe I will not have that piece of heavily marbled high fat meat, beef, because it really just costs my week's wages. And maybe I might settle for something like fish or a lean cut of stew meat, which is leaner, and just cook it with lots of vegetables. You know, maybe, who knows, maybe inflation might actually improve our food intake. Something has to give, because clearly following a fat diet that is supposed to improve your health but causes an earlier death is not the way to go.
All right. Well, Judy, it's always great to speak to you. And we'll get through the snow, and we'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Bye-bye then.